Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
That's right. We want to stay woke, stay aware, stay observant, and most so, stay safe. Good evening. It is Mindful Monday. We have Miss Tiffany Jones coming on with us. And we're going to have you be mindful and think about it, okay? You know, yay, yay, for the Rams out there, Super Bowl time, exciting, time to celebrate, and also time to stay safe out there. You know, it's going to be a lot of things going on. I'm going to give this to you now. It might be a few of you out there that need to go this week because there's a lot of jumping and screaming and moving and stuff like that, and I know you might have put some bones out of place or something might have swole up on you, but go check out Dr. Medi at New Age Physical Therapy. They will take care of you. New Age Physical Therapy at 6221 Wilshire Boulevard. Telephone number is 323-592-3534. That is New Age Physical Therapy. You'll love them. They have a mini gym in there. Anything you need, they're clean. His staff is warm and loving. You're going to have to go. And if not this week, after that Super Bowl, well, I tell you what, make your appointment this week for what happens after Super Bowl, because you're probably going to need some physical therapy after I'm jumping and screaming that we're going to be doing out there because yay, yay, yay for the Rams. You know, the Super Bowl is coming in. We have Miss Tiffany with an eye coming in. I say Tiffany with an eye because I see it, I change it, and I complete it. She'll be talking with us, and I'm going to ask her, what does she mean about think about it? But before we bring her on, I'll just give you a little bit to relax you in. You're waking up with Linda Mac Chan.
Reflections on the water, more than darkness in the depths. See him surface and never Yes, I am. How are you, Linda? Thank you so much for having me.
Well,
on this
thank you.
Special Monday.
Yes, Mindful Monday. We look forward, you know, to have you here, and I appreciate you coming because, you know, you take us so many places because we're about sharing and caring here, giving information. We say take what fits you and leave the rest alone, but we're going to have something for you. And we always tell people to resolve to be the sun. Then no matter what problems you may face, the dawn will always break, fine weather will always return, and spring will never fail to come, okay? And don't retreat and don't give up. So when we have that type of attitude and we're giving encouragement to others out there, when we're lighting those candles, guess what? Our paths stay brighter and wider. And I appreciate you for coming and lighting your candle this evening. I know you're a busy lady, but we welcome you. So let me ask you, I'm looking at this title here, Tiffany with an I. Think about it. Hey, what do you want us to think about on this Mindful Monday? I know there's several things out there, but what are we going to start off with?
Well, you did before the commercial break, if you will, or the music that just played. You talked about Super Bowl Sunday coming up, like in a couple of weeks. And what's going on there in terms of how people are behaving in the mask, with the mask mandate, and what that really means. That's very, very interesting. That's why I said it's a special Monday because, you know, the Rams just won, so they'll be going to the Super Bowl. And that's really super exciting since we've had this beautiful stadium built. And they do want to make use of it. And that was the whole purpose of the stadium is for us to host the Super Bowl. So that being said, there are going to be large crowds and people, you know, doing what they do to celebrate. And I don't think that a lot of people, I think the majority of the people are probably not going to follow the mask mandate. Because, you know, they'll be eating, drinking, celebrating, cheering. And those activities you probably can't really do with the mask that well.
Well, the tickets are so high, maybe they feel they're special and they don't need a mask on, okay? I looked at the pictures. I saw the fans in the stage. I did not see not one mask. I said, ooh, okay. A lot of people, okay? I hope they're stacking up on their vitamin D, vitamin C, whatever they need, because we'll never crush it, whatever it is, whatever's out there, because it's a lot of people out there. And those tickets are very, very, very expensive. So the persons that are going to be there in person, I hope that they have enough funds, okay? And perhaps we might have to build some more medical centers after this Super Bowl, because some people are not going to follow the rule. They're excited, and they're celebrating out there. So, you know, we have bucket lists for our lives. So I guess they say I'm going to check this off my bucket list, and if I'm not here to get another one, at least I've done everything, okay? But I'm excited because I'm a football fan, and even though they didn't have 49ers, I like 49ers because I love up north. But, you know, it is what it is. So I don't know what the hats are running for out there. Probably $100 a piece, anything that got a ram on it. That's probably moving. But I will not be going in that area. Parishions will be celebrating. Chicken wings are high, okay? You know, we eat chicken wings, shrimp, chip and dip. You know, that's a food day, right? But unless you have a crop of chickens in your backyard that you can go throw in a pot, you're going to be spending a lot because they're very expensive. Not only are the chicken wings, I was in the market and I saw a pot roast that I used to pay like $12 for. That pot roast was $30. I said, I'm going to go buy me a cow. I even saw steaks. I love ribeyes. You know, I'm a beef eater. $18 and $19. Okay, I said, I don't think so. You know, so it's just out there. So we understand the supply chain. We understand things are up. But then I also understand greed, too. Okay, I understand greed. And it used to be a thing, as it was called gas. And gas stinks when it expels. Greed, anger, and stupidity, okay, that's gas. So I see a lot of gas moving around, and I'm going to keep my mask on because I really don't feel like smelling it, okay? So I just thought I'd put that out there, but I knew that, you know, you would have something for us to think about, but I just want everybody out there to think about, be careful, okay, because, yeah, they're partying. And like I said, when you don't know what you're dealing with, you don't know what it is, you don't know whether it's the truth, the not truth, or maybe it's the truth, adhere to it. Okay, just be as safe as you possibly can, and don't take it back home to grandma. Okay, if you go to that Super Bowl, you go quarantine in a hotel somewhere before you go back home.
Well,
period. Yeah,
I know.
You know. No, I'm serious. But...
No, I know, but speaking of which, you know, I know people that are giving parties for the senior group at and I'm like, wow, wait a minute. I thought the senior group of people 70, 75 and up are more at risk, right? But they're out at events and people are throwing parties as such, which I don't. You know, however you want to celebrate, whatever you want to do, that's fine. But that's a different kind of group.
Yes.
And they're out. You know, I recently heard of someone having a celebration for them. And I think they rented a ballroom or something, but it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay. So I don't know. I think people right now are just in a celebratory mood. They're just now feeling like they're coming back. I think most of us are feeling that we're coming back to somewhat of a normal society as we knew, but things are still going to change in a way that the old is just not going to be anymore. And we're going to have to deal with some new things. I mean, you know, we always, you and I talk about self-care, and Stephanie brings it up all the time, but basically on your show every week, you talk about self-care and the importance. And so I guess stressing that and taking care of yourself, and then you'll take care of others, because if you're safe and you're doing what you're supposed to do, so then you won't, you know, harm anybody else, then that's a good thing. It seems to be that the COVID tests, have you heard about that? That some people are, more people are testing positive for COVID-19 now. But they have some of them have no symptoms, but they're still testing positive.
Well, you don't know what you're dealing with. You're messing with science out there. When you don't know what it is and you can't see it, you don't know. And one thing that I understand that everyone should understand, that what happened to Susie might not happen to Rose, because each immune system is different. And it just depends on that system. Because you are strong or you feel your health, whatever, no symptoms, you don't know. You just have to really, like you say, get into self-care with yourself and understand your body, okay? So your body will talk to you. It will talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why I like Stephanie coming on, you know, and we talk about the healthcare. And there's so many things out there. What I enjoy, the spas and the facilities are open, and the ones that are open, the top-notch ones, they do practice safety precaution. So, you know, people are getting back into getting their massages. They're getting, and massages are very therapeutical. They're for health because they move the toxins through the body depending on the type that you get. I mean, so it's like, yeah, get out and go have your massage. When you say go back, coming back, it's coming back, but it's coming back as a new beginning because we're not doing it the same way. Because you can't do it the same way because nothing is the same.
True.
So when they say go back to the normal, ain't nothing normal out here. This is the new beginnings, and it's up to us. We're sort of like, see, my spiritual, and I was speaking with Professor Bird last week, you know, and she was talking about the art of doing nothing, and you do, and she'll be on.
Mm-hmm.
I think she'll be on next week. She'll be coming on. Not this Thursday, the Beast of the East. That's Ellen out of New York. Ellen will be talking about that Colombian wood therapy, okay? Still a way to take care of yourself. Still a method that's going to get in there. That wood therapy does a lot of things, but she would have to explain that. I've had treatment, so I know that it works, so I can speak on it. Very, very ancient, but it's Colombian wood therapy, and the tools and things that they use are set up for different areas of the body. So she'll be speaking of that because she does that, and she's an expert in what she does, so I would like for her to come on. But it's all about self-care and whatever way you can do it, even if it's just the art of doing nothing, okay? The art of doing nothing opens up to do nothing so you can move forward to do something, because the art of doing nothing teaches you to deal with you. And we are so busy.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing this. We are doing that. This one is calling. That no, you have to take some me time. And the me time is for you and you alone. Because if you don't take that
right.
me time, you're not going to be here to take care of anybody else. Me, I can do it. I can do the me time instant. And I just sit up all day and stare at the ceiling. If that's what I'm going to do nothing. And we'll not let anybody disturb it. Come in between it and keep going about my business, because it's very important, because you have to be able to listen to yourself and you have to be able to talk to yourself. If you have, see, we're all energy out here. We're microcosms. We move. We're energy. So if all of that energy is coming to you, north, south, east, west, and you got your stuff stacked on top of it, when do you have time to really sit and think? And most people that practice that, we get the guilt because we think we're being lazy. No, you're being You're taking care of yourself. That's what you're being. So to sit up and stare at the ceiling, to sit on a rock, look at the sun, to sit in the sun, but it is a routine that once you establish it, you're going to feel much better. You'll feel much better.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah. Some people do it daily. Some people have a certain time of day that they do a certain thing. And those who meditate, people meditate, they do yoga, they chant, they do a lot of things. That's a regular routine. That's good, but you also got to throw that other in there, too, because, see, that's a regular routine. That's part of your life. That's how your yoga person, your stretch person, your meditation, you go through your whatever. That's on a daily routine. That is part of your life. So throw mm-hmm. that little sit up under the oak tree and stare at the birds in there and see what happens, because then you're moving into nature. Nature is
true.
Talking to you, okay? Do you ever look up and watch a bird? Some people don't even know how a bird moves. Do you ever watch geese? Do you ever watch blackbirds? They'll teach you a lot out there. So mm-hmm. when you say self-care and the importance of self-care, we must think about that. Because if you don't think about yourself, how are you gonna be here for anybody else? You can't.
Right.
You can't. You can't. And, so
right.
And
I like to think of Mondays for me. I take Mondays out for me because I
okay.
really do. You know, if I'm out Saturday and Sunday and I've been part of all the activity out there, which, you know, I curb my activity, so I can be all that I can be for clients and for the people, you know, family and other people. But Mondays are very just so important. And that's why I love Mindful Mondays, because I'm already relaxed. I've already done my meditation. I've already, you know, done the things for me on Monday.
Okay.
And then, you know, Tuesday is a different day, and I will deal with the rest starting Tuesday. But Monday, because after coming off of a hectic weekend, perhaps, I need a little, like, rest and relaxation myself and then going into the week. But I really, really appreciate that you stress and emphasize the importance of self-care on your show. I think that, you know, it's great because you do. You have to take care of yourself so you can take care of others. And there's so many ways of doing it. And you have so many guests that come on and talk about, you know, sound therapy, you know, the art of doing nothing, you know, Carmelita with the animals and insects, you know, like the butterflies and just all different categories of signal, not, I guess, signs or information and knowledge about what she presents, you know, what she talks about in the animals. I think it's great.
Oh, yeah. She gets into her babies. I like she and she has some stories. So she's in school. So, you know, it's sort of like we sort of space it out. And the last time she was on, I think I asked her to talk about the elephant or the butterfly. I just love the way she goes in and connect it all in, because we need to have that. You know, like you even on, you know, when you're streaming your TV show, you know, you say people be hearing about the news all day long and the good stuff and the bad stuff. They don't want to hear that stuff. And depending, and you move on the East Coast, so they, you know where I'm going, so by the time it goes there.
Mm-hmm.
But we just need to take a breath. Like I got my sandals hanging on the door. And if somebody say massage to me, I'm out the door. I might forget to, I got my mask hanging on the top of the sandals because I have to grab that. But it was a while, you know, because for, you know, you pull back because of what we're dealing with. But now, you know, just to have, go get your nails done is relaxing, you know. You have to know where you go. You know, it might not be anybody in that shop but you and that technician and maybe somebody way over in the other corner. That's the kind of shop you look for, okay? Those are the areas that you look for. That's why I told them before you came on, I was telling the people at the game yesterday to go see Dr. Medi okay? Because I know they dumped around and stuff, and, you know, if they don't make appointments, they need to make appointments for after Super Bowl, because you have to get your body back in line. And some people do chiro, and that's good, and most physical therapists are into that, but that moves another thing. But that physical therapist is going to get you to work, you know, because they understand that. Well, so does the chiro. So it's just really up to just a little simple relaxation massage. You know, there's different types of massages, that relaxation massage, and if you're strong enough, that deep tissue. But a massage will set you free, okay? The massage is just for therapy. No. That massage is medicine. That is medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on what type you get and how, it is medicine. So I like to go to the spa. I have certain ones that when I go in, nobody's in there, a certain time of day. But when I go, I don't want anybody with me because I'm not talking to nobody. I sit up and look and stare in the corner, hair all over my head, looking crazy, okay? And
you're
sometimes
different
I look
than
at,
I am on that, though. You're different than I am. Because, I have to talk. I
you
generally
know, don't,
talk
you can't come in the room
when I'm
with me.
There.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
No. The technician can't even talk. I request a certain, I don't want anybody chatty, okay? All I want to do is when they ask me this, when they ask me that, don't say nothing. Okay? So I don't go with sisters, aunts, or anybody, because they be wanting to chat. And no, this is my time.
Well, ironically, the last time I went to get a massage, and that was half Swedish and deep tissue. Oh, yeah, you're right. That deep tissue is no joke. But she talked to me, and you know what she talked to me about? My purpose. Now, I wasn't trying to go in at that time saying anything. But then we had a conversation and I thought, okay, well, maybe this is a conversation I'm supposed to have.
mm-hmm.
I'm not supposed to be quiet. I'm supposed to be talking to her. But that was, it was very, very good. But we talked about my purpose and, you know, fulfilling my purpose and that I, whatever path I was on, I had to continue it to fulfill it. And I'm like, okay, so this is why I had to come to get the massage today,
okay,
as well as be there. But
there was a reason.
I just love it because you never know.
You never know. But, she could have told me about my purpose, and I would have told her about I do lectures on that, so I'll contact you when they're out there, and you can come and join us, okay? But right now, I want to hear it. I go zone out, you know. It's like when you go to a party, and at a party, nobody pays me any attention because I'm partying and talking, but after I leave out of that room, I can tell you what everybody said and what they was wearing and what they were talking about. But if I have parties, and I'm telling you, I've done so much partying, I don't need to go for another century. I'll just pass out on the floor. Bam, I'm out. I'm out. I know how to go instant, do nothing. And takes a skill. Yeah, it takes a skill to do it, and it takes work. So persons that are doing this and doing that and, I got to do no. Don't pick up the phone. Tell them you'll get back to them. I know it has to be done, and it's going to get done. But if you don't take out any time for yourself, they're going to be looking for somebody else, okay? Because you done been batty in your head to be spinning around working with the youth group. And, when I work with a lot of people, and you have most people that do events, they can't sit down. They want to do everything, okay? And they want to make sure that everything is right. So you can't get them to sit down. So you have to lock them up somewhere. But from learning that and being around that type of energy, I found out, and that's for myself or any other events person, if you're doing something, you make sure that your people around you know what they're doing, okay? If you've got that good crew, you ain't got to worry about it. So have no one around you that cannot spend on a dime. Everybody got a purpose. Everybody got a responsibility, and you want to make sure that they are handling what they handle. and then you can relax. And that's the way I work with you. See, there's no sense of me out there doing it. How they going to do it? If I'm going to do it, how they going to do it? Now, I will kick off my shoes, and if it's something that needs to be done, I'll jump in there with them. But otherwise, I'm sitting in the corner eating a snow cone watching them. Because they're supposed to know what they're there to learn what they're doing. And they're there to make mistakes. Okay? And that's the only way you're going to learn. So no one is perfect, not even myself, no one. So you sit back, you get persons around you, Tiffany, that are skilled at what they do, skilled. And you give them
that's assignment, right.
And you sit down and say, handle it. It with the young adults, when they fall and scrape their knees, or something happened, I go over there and take them a Band-Aid and say, stand up, you can still walk, okay, handle it. I'm getting out the way, because otherwise, how are they going to learn? See, and I love working with you because they don't take me as their mom and daddy. You know, you have to be careful with them young adults, right? Because I'm not going to try to be your parent. But we're going to get this done. I'm going to show you how to do it. Well, really, I'm not going to show you how to do it. I'm going to ask you, what do you think? How do you think it should be done? See, when you leave it up to them, it's a done deal. You've already learned, they've learned something. They might not do it the way you would do it, and they might screw up sometime, but hey, how are they learning? So, you know, when we're out here with the YouTube, I got a YouTube in the making. It's a lot of stuff coming here. And you and I and Stephanie and the whole host team, we all move alike and think alike, but everybody has their specialty, okay? But when, if it comes together, you're going to see a tarpon because everybody know what to do. And you don't, I frown against, and we all have to collaborate, and people think of volunteering, and yes, volunteers are great, but you don't move with a volunteer team unless they're a trained corps. Okay, and there are trained ones out there. That way you sit down in the corner. You can deal with your guests. You can smile with your attendees and stuff. It's more than a notion, but in order to do that, to know you, you have to know that you are physically fit and mentally ready. Because, see, if you're a wreck, everybody around you going to be a wreck. Because, you know, it starts from the top. When the head is wobbly, so is the body. So that head have to be strong and firm to get that stuff done. And in order to be strong and firm, you have to take care of yourself. I contributed mine onto my diet as a child. I grew up on boiled chicken and broiled fish, very bland diet, because my parents, we were Seventh-day Adventists, so we were vegan, almost. Okay, we ate healthy, but I contributed that back to that. So when my body is acting up or trying to kick in on me, I know what to do. But you have to know your body. You must know your body. When you have an ache or a pain, like a knee ache or ankle ache, it's something, all is body, mind, and spirit. It's something blocking you. It's something trying to slow down your movement. And you have to understand that and switch up your thought pattern and get to talking to that knee, okay? You have to, you know, if you have an ache, I remember I was going to the doctor and they was telling me, oh, my God, we looked at your this, and how are you walking? I just looked at them, okay, because that don't frighten me, okay? You're not getting a dime out of me. That don't scare me. Oh, well, this is happening, that's happening. I said, So if it's something I need to take care of, I don't go to the dentist when I got a footache, okay? I don't do that. I'm not a physician, and you cannot be a physician in a gym. So if you got a toothache, you go to the dentist, not the foot doctor. So you go to the people who specialize in what they do and can directly up in here. And mentioning that, we got a few minutes left here. What do you think about this? I don't know, and I should know it. Is it AB 1114? Is that the universal health care? That's coming in here. Y'all better research for your vote.
Yep, that was something that I got a couple days ago, that the bill had passed. It's going to be on the ballot this coming November, and it literally is, you know, a vote to, you know, to have more of an HMO or universal health care where it's everyone's paying for everyone like a single taxpayer. So mm-hmm. that single taxpayer category, which is the highest category and the majority of the taxes are taken out, you will be providing health, you know, everyone will be providing health care for everyone. So, which, you know, I haven't lived in Canada and Europe, so I don't know what that's like. Mm-hmm. I know now that some hospitals or some organizations or health organizations have done the patient appointment where you, it takes like 60 days, 90 days to get an appointment or whatever that is, 2 to 3 months. So it's like we're kind of moving in that direction. But it'll be interesting. I think, you know, this November, I would suggest that everybody research and take a look at what's going on. If you don't understand it, you know, go somewhere, go to an organization, go somewhere where you can research or where somebody's going to give you the truth about what's going on. And then make a decision that's best for you and your family. Again, I always advise that. I always suggest that that's what you do for yourself. Because I can't, you know.
No.
Me no. is me, you, and everyone for their family. So that we can make these decisions and understand that our voice is very important. But if you don't research, you don't get out there, you don't know how to use your voice, then you won't see the change.
No. Well, your voice, as I always say, and it's coming up, and I guess we'll be preaching on the podium, your voice is your vote. Your vote is your voice, okay? So as Martin Luther King stated, when we stop speaking on it, when we stop speaking, then things end. When we stop speaking on things that matter. So I asked you that because we was on help mode and taking care of ourselves. I did now, what is the initiative
1400,
number?
1400, okay. Assembly Bill 1400. You know, there are okay. lots of bills that are out there that you need to know about because they may affect you individually and
yeah.
as a whole. You know, you had AB5 that affected a lot of people, which people didn't know, freelancers, small businesses, anybody who was like an independent contractor, that AB5 affected them, which most people did not realize. But if you understand, you know, some of the legislation that comes forth, you know, again, do your homework, research it, find out what's best for you. So that when you go to the polls and you vote, you can vote for either it to remain the same because that's what you like or for it to change because you want something different. And your voice does matter. It does count. It's very powerful. Your vote is a translation of your voice. So I can't say anything more than that.
Right.
We always, you know, we always want you, Linda, always on the show, just share and care with people because you want people to be informed and really take care of themselves and their families. So
yeah, well, like I say, we believe in lighting these candles over here because when you light a candle for another, your path brightens and lightens. And, you know, when you are trying to, how can I put it, educate, if that's a word you want to use, inspire, inform, empower, whoever's on that other end trying to push that out, moving with their heart, that helps them also. So it's a two-way street. You know, it is a two-way street. It's not like this is the behavior you're supposed to have, but I don't have to keep that behavior, okay? No. when you are moving for others, you're moving for yourself. It's always about self, and the second part is others. A lot of people have not got to that point because it's all about me, 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 me. They sang that me story. But that's not the way it goes. And this event, this pandemic, has opened up our eyes. You're destroying yourself, put you all in one big bowl, and now you maybe you'll understand. Okay? It's like poison. But when it changes, you change poison into medicine. It takes a while to do it, but the pandemic is the poison. The people and their mindset and how they begin to treat one another, and when they gain more humanistic skills and be kinder, will bring the medicine in. Okay? That's the statement of changing poison into medicine. And we have to be able to do that, and we can do that. But, yeah, be a little kinder. Quit singing the me story. Think about yourself. Take care of yourself and others. It's a two-way street. We're mirrors. We're mirrors. Everything you see out there, your environment is a representation. Look at your environment. You and your environment are one, no matter how you want to view it. So on that note, and you telling us to do the homework and research, y'all better think about that. And y'all better think about calling Dr. Meddy and making an appointment, because when you get through celebrating out there, it's going to be a few things out of whack. I already know it. I already see it. But enjoy. Yay, 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 Rams. Listeners, this is Tiffany Jones with an I see it, I change it, and I complete it. Tiffany, you'll be back with us. We'll find it out on Friday. Stephanie will be here Tuesday. She'll come in tomorrow.
I'm
with
so excited. What is Stephanie?
Chakra number
what
six,
is Stephanie
that third
be
eye.
Oh.
Yes, she'll be meeting, talking about the third eye. So, people, get your pens and pads out and lots of paper, because she breaks it on down for you. So we're on that third eye. I did ask her the question, what about those who got five eyes? She said she never heard that before. I say, I got five eyes. When I'm in dialogue with somebody, I have to tell them, most people got three. I got five, and I'm going to go find that number six one if we don't get this complete. She just fell out. But, you know, I have to bring that craziness there. But on that note, we're going to say thank you, thank you. Tiffany with an I, and we'll see you on Friday. We love you. Listeners, Mindful Monday, think about it. Love you.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Collaborate.
They want to.
We give, showing others how to live.